My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a Monday podcast for you. The guys have just left the studio, and here we go. Al is on vacation. He is on a cruise, and so I've got Brian at Rascona in before he goes on vacation. Where are you going now?
I'm going out to PA, a place called Woodlock okay. Pines out there.
Yep, very nice.
Pennsylvania.
What are we doing out there?
I'm going
to
play a round of golf. It's basically a family resort, so it's the kids have something to do at all hours. So from 9 a.m. to like 10 p.m., there's activities going for the kids. There's a lake, there's pools,
good,
et cetera.
How far?
Two from my house, 2 hours and 45 minutes approximately.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
That's not terrible.
It's up in Hawley, if you're familiar with the town. That's what the town that it's in. So
very nice. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. I need it. I haven't had a day off in quite some time, so I need it.
That's not a bad thing.
Right.
Understood. Right. So we were talking today on the show, and, you know, some days we actually reference things that happened prior on the program. Some days we don't. But today we were discussing, you know, Eddie Scazzeri's impending retirement, which is now, as I said, they keep saying 2 years. I said to Jay, I'm like, you know, we got to stop saying 2 years from now. Like, we're under 2 years. We're at a year and 9 months. And obviously you're interested in Fliegelman. And there's going to be a million people that are interested in that job. But the bigger point that I was thinking of, because I heard Al and Eddie talking about Howard Stern last week. I listened to one podcast and they were talking about Stern and when he first got to K-Rock and how long ago that is. And then today we're talking about Eddie. Are you a radio guy or not really?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. I mean, I interned all over. I worked with Cousin Brucey.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I interned at Sirius with Ron and Fez and Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been all over. Yeah.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
It's funny because me and Al have that correlation because he was with Ron and Fez
right.
for years. So we talked about Ron and Fez.
How long after Al was with them were you? You were over there at Sirius. Al was with them at 102.7, I think. Right.
So this was probably 2010. If you're familiar with Ron and Fez.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, it was right after Fez's father died and Fez got stage fright from being on air, but Sirius paid him. So Sirius was paying him a contract to be an on-air host. His father passed and he just went kind of mute on air. So
really?
Yes. It became the Ron and Pepper Hicks show, which was his main producer. And but Fez would just sit there in front of the mic
and not say anything, grip
the table and would not say a word. It was like interning there. I mean, you want to talk about walking on eggshells? That was walking on eggshells there. It was like, first of all, it was like the worst intern experience I've ever had,
sure.
internship experience I've ever had. And it was just every day. And Ron was all under all this pressure to perform because Fez wasn't giving him anything on air. So it was weird, to say the least. Al knows all about it because Al keeps in the know with what he, you know. With
was
Ron
his father's passing sudden?
You know, I want to say it was, but okay. I don't remember.
That's tough, man.
Yeah,
wow.
So 2010, to answer your question, it was around that time where I interned for them.
Because as we were discussing it this morning, like it hit me, like this error, like Eddie Scazzeri, we're talking about him retiring, and clearly is happening in a year and 9 months now, but like his career's coming to a close.
Yeah, he alluded to the fact the other day that, because when Giannotti said, you know, when you know you're going to retire, people say that you're already in your mind you're retired, and Eddie's agreed.
Really?
Last week, Eddie was like,
"Yeah, maybe."
Eddie was like, "Yes, that's true, and I do not give a damn." That's what he said.
Yes and no. But the difference is he does not perform at his job as such.
No, of course not.
Well, no, because there are some people that come mail it in because they've given you their retirement date, let's say in 6 months, and they're just going through the Eddie doesn't go through the motions.
I think there's a human integrity aspect,
100%, that he has.
Correct.
But it's like I sit there and think about his career coming to a close. You know, he's one of the reasons that I'm here. I mean, I sat in that interview with him and Eric Spitz as an intern back in 1996, and it's like, that's it. Like, the Eddie Scazzeri, in terms of this radio station, will have the memories, of course, but will be no more. And it's just, it's remarkable then to me to think that a guy like Howard Stern is still going.
Right.
And, like, we're living in this moment of, now it's Boomer and Geo, but I lived in and through 9 of the 10 years every day of Boomer and Carton. That's here and gone.
Yep.
Boomer remains, but for how long, we don't know. And I know it's like everything comes to an end, but it's just, I don't know. And yet Howard Stern, I know it's serious, but Howard Stern is still going.
I mean, you think about it, the names in general that have gone through here already that I've been a part of, and I've been here not as long as you, obviously, but I've been here since 2012. This will be 12 years this September, but we've gone through 3 PDs. I've seen 3 PDs here at the station.
Yeah, that's a weird one, though. Only from the standpoint of Chernoff was here so long.
Right.
The only reason you're on our third one is because of Spike, you know, wanting to get back into being a talk show host.
Right, right.
Otherwise, I think Spike would have been our PD here for 30 years.
Right.
Especially at his age.
If he wanted to be.
Right. And assuming, you know, management stayed the way it was. He obviously had a very good relationship with Chris Olivero, but... yeah, it's just weird to me. I don't know. I think about it, and it's like, wow, all this time has come and gone. And you're in it day to day. You don't think much of it until you start to. It's creepy.
Yeah, hey, that's part of life, getting old, Jerry.
And you're how old are you?
I'm 41. I'll be 42 next month.
At what point is this the type of thing for you that you're going to do this, God damn it, until you get the job you want?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I've invested too much time, too much effort. Ideally, if you had to ask me, what is my ideal job in the broadcasting industry?
Because you're a very good talk show host.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But if I had to choose a job in the broadcasting industry that I covet, that I want, it's play by play. It's
okay.
No doubt, play by play. Which I've
any
done.
Sport or.
Any of the main sports. I've done hockey, which I've never held a hockey stick in my life, and even the head coach of the Junior Islanders that I've been doing the hockey with for the last 7 years was like, "You've never played hockey?" I'm like, "Nope, never once." And I do, you know, from Adelphi University, I do everything from women's field hockey to men's baseball, and also with Molloy College, the same. But if I had to choose, it would be play-by-play. But
being a talk show host.
Yes, but I'm not ruling out talk show host as well. I think not to toot my own horn, but you said it yourself, I think I'm pretty good at it as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I had to point a finger at what I want to do, it would be play-by-play, but I'm not throwing out the talk show host possibility either.
It's amazing how much opportunity with the advent of the podcasts and online and YouTube, like there's a lot of opportunity out there, and yet at the same time, there's none. It's such a, you know, you've got us.
Tell me about it.
You've got, I know. Like if you went to college to become an accountant, if you went to college to become whatever, I mean, you name the profession, there are a million jobs out there in this area because everyone needs an accountant. Everyone needs a plumber. Everyone needs, bookkeeper.
Here's the problem with being an accountant. Boring. This is not boring what we do. Exciting. The adrenaline is there. I mean, if I'm crunching numbers.
But there are exciting careers where there's a lot more jobs. My point is, this is such a specialized field that you've literally got 3 places here. And it's in terms of sports. You've got Sirius, you've got us, and you've got 98.7, which is going back, I think, to 1050 soon.
Right.
Other than that, it's all these offshoots of podcast. I mean, JJ's making a living doing a podcast, and that is great for him. I think he did the right thing. But I don't know. He's kind of like lost now. You know, you sit there and say there's so much opportunity, yet there's not. That's why I was wondering, how long do you do it until you get what you want?
Well, I mean, it's going to be At some point, I'm going to say screw it. I mean, at some point, it's going to happen. But I'm not done trying yet to answer your question. So, no, I'm not done trying yet. I'm doing the best I can with what I have. You know, you're talking to a guy also, married, two kids. I have a house. You know, I got to support them while I'm trying to chase this quote-unquote dream. And I'm still trying. I'm still making it work. Now, unless I have no sleep, I go with no days off, like I said earlier. But the adrenaline of me being here is what's keeping me alive. Sitting here and sitting in traffic for an hour and a half, to and from, back and forth. You know, I was here. I've been here all weekend. I've been here Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Back
and you're
here
a
today.
Long Island guy?
Yeah, I'm in Long Island. Yep, not too far from G. I'm further west than G, though, so I'm not as far east. I'm about 20 minutes west of him.
Got it.
I love it. And, you know, like everybody else, you know, everybody else loves the fan. I love it. So I'm not quitting yet.
It's amazing, too. Time, place is so important as well. Like, almost you got to be where you need to be in front of who you need to be in front of.
100%.
100%. Otherwise, you kind of get lost
I will say this. I said this to Fleegs earlier. If I go for a job and I feel like someone that's not as qualified as me gets that position, I'm out. That'll be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
That's fair.
That's it. I'm done. You know, sorry. You know, that's it.
I don't blame you.
And it's not a threat. It's just that's a promise.
Well, no, because then the writing's on the wall. Like, what else do I have to do?
Correct. If I feel like someone is underqualified than I am for the position, they wind up getting the position. No shot. I'm sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
So
I totally get it.
Yeah.
And you would never move. Your wife is entrenched
here?
Oh, no,
I tried, actually. Full disclosure. Yeah, I put in for the job in Detroit, and I was down to the final two out of 79 applicants. So I was down to the final two, and they chose.
What job is this?
This was the evening. There, Keith McPherson would
be. Oh, okay.
So basically, I would do pre and post Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers, and then do a little fill-in play-by-play for them as well. I was down to the final two. I was talking to Jimmy Powers up there as the PD up there.
Look at you.
So I would have.
And your wife was all into moving to Michigan.
If the price was right, yes.
Okay.
So that's what that's what it ultimately would have came down to for me.
That's great.
It didn't matter.
It's not easy for a lot of people to say, especially the wife, if your in-laws are around the area. They don't usually just say, yeah, I'll move with you, no problem.
Terry, do you know how much I covet having one job?
I do, because I've got three myself, so I do understand.
I would sacrifice a little bit of income to have one job. I've been working multiple jobs since I was 18.
Yeah, me too. I'm right there with you.
So, you know, I'm just to have one job, or to be able to pick the second job and be like, yes, I would like to do that,
yes.
Like play-by-play like you do, something like that, yes.
Well, that's the beauty of the quote-unquote three jobs. None of them to me are jobs.
Right, like, exactly.
I can't wait for the basketball season to start.
Exactly. I get that. I understand. Yeah. I'm chomping at the bit for my hockey season. That comes in September. So
soon?
Yeah. Well, this is NCDC. This is USPHL. It's the United States Premier Hockey League. So this is the development teams, basically developing, looking to get into college to a D1 school.
Right.
These are the developmental teams. They start their season in September. And then if they go to the Dineen Cup Finals, which is their Stanley Cup Final, it goes well into like the third week of April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long season.
Yeah, it's a long season, and it's like every Friday and Saturday pretty much.
Yeah. So, well, good for you.
Yeah.
I know you're a golfer.
Yes.
So I thought you'd be interested in this. So I was in Florida last week, Port St. Lucie, played at PGA Village 3 days. And one of the other days we played it, I'm not going to mention the club because I'll tell you why in a second, but I find it, as someone that grew up not playing golf, I didn't start until after my baseball career, if you want to call it. Once I finished playing baseball my freshman year of college, I had enough. I was done at 19. I realized I wasn't going to be a pro. What was I killing myself for? And my dad at that point had been playing golf for maybe 2 or 3 years. I picked up a golf club at like 19 or 20. But the big misnomer, I think, or the big idea people have about golf is that it's, you know, it's an elitist sport. It's very expensive. And what I have found is that golf is more affordable than ever. It's more accessible than ever. But at the same time, there's still those places that are still quite expensive.
Yeah, and ridiculous.
And quite stuffy. So we went to a place last week. Again, I won't mention the place. That was not, it was accessible. The price wasn't horrible. I want to say it was, it was all in July. So I'm sure in the spring and in the fall, it's a lot more. But I think it was like $70 with card. It wasn't bad. But my God, you want to talk about stuffy and just, like you didn't even want to play.
Snooty, Jerry. Snooty. Snotty.
You can say snooty. I'm going to say stuffy.
Okay.
And we played, like, my kids were there. My one son's 14. My other son is 19, and I'm with my dad. You know, my kids dressed like they're on the PGA Tour, so they looked great.
Looking snazzy.
They looked fantastic. I was dressed fine. My dad was dressed fine. But they're looking at you like you got four heads. My guess is because you're not from the area. They don't know who you are. And what a bad feeling. I left.
And this was a private club.
It's like all these places in Florida. They are members and it's public.
Yeah. I mean, you probably had members asking each other, who's this guy?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Who's this guy walking in?
There's no doubt that that was part of it. But there were also other people there that weren't part of the club. And I know that for a fact because I was in the pro shop with them as they were asking directions to the driving range. But I don't know. That would have, if I didn't play regularly, that experience might have turned me off completely from going back.
That kind of, it makes for an uncomfortable round.
It was awful.
Especially when you feel it before you even get on the golf course. That can make for an uncomfortable round. Now, did you play with anybody?
We had our own foursome.
Okay, you had four. Okay, I didn't know if it was, because you have two boys that play,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my dad.
Oh, and your father. Okay,
so it was the four of us. But what I didn't like was, now I've belonged to a country club in the past too, so I understand trying to play quickly. You don't want to be out there for 5 hours. I totally get that. What I didn't care for was, then this, I almost feel like they did this on purpose to rush us. So we go out, whatever, 8 o'clock in the morning. They put a twosome behind us and then a twosome behind them.
Yeah, that's moronic.
Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
So that's the moronic. Entire, and the
well, why didn't they put, they should have put the two and two together, correct, and made it a foursome.
Exactly. So at one point, and we couldn't go anywhere because we had a group ahead of us, a threesome ahead of us that we were keeping up with as a four.
Right.
And it was just, at one point, and they were two, kind of like the women at PGA Village, which I'll talk about in a second, they were playing from the senior tees. The difference in the regular tees we were playing from the senior tees, had to have been 1,500 yards for the golf course.
Okay.
So we were playing from 6,400. I want to say that was 4,900, maybe 5,000. So there was one specific hole. We finished a par three. You then had to drive the cart. It felt like half a mile to get to the next tee box. We get to the next tee box. All four of us, now my dad played from the senior tees too. Me and my two kids were in the fairway. Now I only hit it 220 yards. My other son hit it 250, and my older son hit 270. Mm-hmm. So we're out there relatively pretty good. Get up to the senior tees where my dad is, which was like 100 yards past where we were. By the time he hit and we start riding off, these two a-holes are already on the senior tees. So we're like 100 yards in front of them. We haven't even, and they're standing there with their hands on their hips. Meantime, there's a group on the green.
Staring at you. They're staring at you with their hands on the hips. So there's a group on the green and you're waiting to hit your approach shots. You couldn't hit.
Right.
So it's not your fault.
And I'm sitting there, my son says, should we let them go through? There are two.
Doesn't matter.
Let them go through to where?
Right, exactly.
I got a threesome ahead of them that's on the green, and the other group was just off the tee in front of them.
Where you going?
But it made for what should have been a fun day. I was annoyed.
How long was the round because of it?
3 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not... But even with the waiting?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Okay.
But again, waiting on a...
That's amazing.
Waiting on three, and it wasn't every hole. This was one specific hole, and I think it was because one of the guys lost his ball ahead of us, just because of where they were coming out from when we got to the tee box. So then you move that ahead to the following day. We played 3 days at PGA Village. When I tell you they were, and this is what I talk about, where affordable, accessible, and friendly, they would have polished my clubs at the end of the round. I think they would have walked the clubs back to my condo. They couldn't have been nicer. And the two different experiences. So if you're ever going to go anywhere in Port St. Lucie, go to PGA Village, play the Ryder course and the Dye course.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I didn't even know that existed. I knew PGA National in West Palm, but I didn't know PGA Village was down in Port St. Lucie.
PGA Village, I will tell you this. It is, not to do a commercial for them, but this is how, I mean, the different feeling from the two places was ridiculous. They have, when you drive up, they've got this unbelievable like driveway in with all these palm trees right in the middle, and you're driving back. On the left, they've got like this pitch and putt, beautifully manicured, like miniature pitch and putt type of course. Then on the right side, they've got two gigantic driving ranges, one with mats, one with natural grass. You go whichever one you want.
Oh, wow, that's great.
To the right of that, they've got the size
of it was
crazy.
Sounds like a golfer's heaven.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They have a pitching green, no putting, and they've got hundreds of balls out there for you to practice pitching. Then to the right of that is an enormous putting green with all sorts of different slopes. And they've got three golf courses. The pro shop is huge. The restaurant is fantastic. And every person working there friendlier than the next.
Yeah, I got to, you know what, you sold me. So
oh, it was great.
even though you weren't trying to sell them, you sold me. I'm going. I mean, I would like to go eventually. Yeah.
And again, I'm not doing that to try and sell you on it. I'm just, the two different experiences could not have been further apart.
And three different golf courses.
Yeah, well, one I didn't mention was the Wanamaker, but I believe that's the members. So that's another place where you can be a member there.
All right.
But anybody can play. I believe that one's a members-only course. The other two are open to the public, and you have members.
Sounds great.
And it was, yeah. And the weather was, I mean, it was 90, 91 every day. Not a cloud in the sky, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it was, even Saturday was fantastic. So it was pretty good. But how much are you playing these days?
I've been playing a lot, actually. I played three times last week.
Nice.
What happened was Sunday, my wife was like, I'm taking the kids. I got to go visit. I'm going to visit my friend out east in the Hamptons. And I had to be here. I had to be here that night. So I was like, well, I'm not driving all the way out there to hang and then driving 2.5 hours back to the city. So I said, just go. And then I wound up at Bethpage. Yeah, I played Bethpage Yellow. Actually, shot a 79 from the tips on Bethpage Yellow.
Very nice.
And then the next day I played blue with a buddy of mine on Monday. And then I'm going to play out in Woodlock when I go out to Pennsylvania.
Can you get on black or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah. It's excessive. The best time to do it is the night before. You get on Bethpage golfcourse.com or BethpageStatePark.com. The best time, because everybody just hoards their time till the last minute.
And cancels.
And then they cancel.
Yeah.
The best time to do it's the night before, but they only allow you to book one tee time per month. So
okay, that's fair.
Yeah, unless you go as a walk-up. You could go to Bethpage as a walk-up and get on black. That can happen. If you're a single, you could do it.
And you're just playing with other people.
Yeah, it's only $70.
Is that true?
$70. Well,
New York resident, though.
It's New York resident.
Right.
$70, and then the cart's $20, so $90.
Okay, which is fine. I mean, considering what it is. I played there before the U.S. Open was there.
Yeah.
Back in 2000 or 2002? What year was that? 2000?
2002.
Yes. And we played
02
there.
02 and 09. You could have played in 09.
I didn't go 09. It was 02. And then I went there for the media day and got to play. And if I remember correctly, I think I shot a 121 and walked off like I really hit the ball well. For real.
Yeah, no, it's
like
a tough
just
golf
rolled
course
off the fairways and you're chopping it out. And it was
I played
tough.
It twice, once with JJ. I shot a 91 with him and then I had the round
what
of my
what did JJ shoot there?
He claims a 102, but it was probably more like a 112, somewhere around there. And then I was lights out the next time. I shot an 85 on black the last time I was out there.
Pretty good.
So, my favorite course down the grounds, though, is Bethpage Red. Bethpage Red is a tick below black as far as the difficulty is, but that's my favorite golf course
on the
ground.
I believe I played there with Bob Wischusen.
Yeah, that is a beautiful golf course. And just to let you know, I got an email last week. I got accepted to be a volunteer at the Ryder Cup.
Look at you.
So I'm going to be like one of those.
That'll be fun.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be like one of those ball spotters with the flags.
Oh, you know what it is already.
Yeah, you could apply for it. Like, you pick what you want to
do. Oh, how cool is that?
I wanted to pick the walking score guy.
Yeah.
But apparently that was like gone already. So I think that went to like people that have an in, I think.
Okay.
You know? Because I was right on it as soon
as I got
the
email. But you're still inside the ropes.
I'm inside the ropes, and I'm going to be flagging the balls. Plus, what's great about it also is that my pass is good for the week.
That's awesome.
So I could go whenever. I got to put 16 to 20 hours of volunteer work in.
So you're not there every day doing it. It's just you got to do that.
I got to do 16 to 20 hours volunteer work, yeah.
Okay.
So, and it could be during the practice round. I put in for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll work all three of those
days. Yeah, sure,
but,
sure.
But, yeah, that's what I put in for. But during the practice rounds, like, I looked at it this way. The tickets are going to be ridiculous to try to get in that place. So what am I going to do? Spend $600 to go to one round of the Ryder Cup and by myself? Because who else is spending $600? Or do I pay the $300, which is what it costs to be a volunteer, get all
Wait,
this?
Time. Oh, hold on. Time out.
Costs you $300.
You have to pay?
Yes.
To what part of volunteer means you have to pay?
Right. Well, I
you
guess.
Have to pay three well, to getting, volunteer?
I'm not getting paid. So, well, I'm getting all this stuff, though. I get all this Ryder Cup stuff, all the merchandise. So I get
You're still paying to volunteer.
I know.
You're not getting paid to work. You're paying them to work.
Plus fees. So they charge you fees on top of when you sign up, too. It was $300.
Wow.
I think it wound up running me like $365.
To help them for free.
To help them for free.
Damn.
Yes. You get lunch, though.
Oh, great.
And you get free rounds of the Ryder Cup practice rounds or whatever rounds you could watch.
But I take it as you want it. That's
I mean, they're
fine.
Getting people. So, I mean. They're
I'm sure they are. And I just, wow. That was you. you got me there when you said you had to pay.
Yeah, you had to pay. But I get two.
I was literally going to ask you, by volunteering, do they give you like $5 or $6 an hour?
No.
Not you're paying them.
No, right. But they give you two golf shirts. You get a golf pullover, like one of those windbreaker pullovers, which right there, the two golf shirts and the pullover is $300. And then I get, like, you know, the ball marker stuff, the divot fixer, you know, all that good stuff, you know.
And sounds good.
A lapel, like a pin.
And a lapel.
A lapel pin.
Well, so, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Don't do anything stupid, as I always tell people.
No, I have kids. Those days are over.
No, those days are never over. A couple of shots of tequila, and next thing you know, you're dancing naked somewhere.
Unless it's
in
my buddy's ski trip that we go on every year. All right. Well, that's a different story.
Or a golf trip with the guys. You never know.
Yes, correct.
All right, well, enjoy yourself. We'll see you on the other side when you get back.
Do I say, sir? Like that? Is that what
As soon as I tell people, I've got the warm-up show coming up, which is me and some Fliegelman at the end. And then, and then this is you doing your part now.
See ya!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.